Wood, steel tube fabric stretched tight and doped until it drums like a snare under your knuckles. That is the airplane we're talking about today. And in a hangar full of glass panels and carbon fiber, it might be the most honest thing on the ramp. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. This is ATIS. And today we're pulling one airplane off the classified page and asking what it still has to teach us. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. Flying Magazine's Aircraft for Sale desk just put a spotlight on a 1978 Belanca 8KCAB Decathlon. They call it a top pick. And when you understand what this airplane is, you understand why. Let me translate that designation because it isn't a marketing name. It's a spec sheet. The 8 tells you it's an 8G airframe on the positive side and 6 on the negative. That's the aerobatic rating. KCAB are the code for the configuration and the engine, and the name Decathlon was chosen on purpose. 10 events, a machine meant to do a little of everything and do it well. Now the important part. This is what the industry calls a rag-and-tube airplane. The fuselage is welded steel tube, a truss like the bones of a bridge. Over that frame goes fabric, not aluminum skin riveted to a monocoque. Fabric, the wings are wood spar construction, the old way, the proven way. The headline calls it tactile, that's the right word. An airplane like this talks back to you. There's very little between your hand and the control surface out at the end of that cable and pushrod. When the air load changes, you feel it in the stick before you see it anywhere else. That is a fundamentally different relationship with the sky than most of us grew up flying. So why does F-Lying single this one out? Why does it matter to you sitting there listening? Three reasons, and they line up with three different pilots. The first pilot is the tailwheel pilot. The Decathlon is a conventional gear airplane, a tail dragger. The wheel is in the back where it belongs, and the airplane will not fly itself down the runway for you. It demands feet. Active thinking, dancing feet, all the way through the rollout until the tail is down and the airplane is tied to the ground. This affects you if you've been flying nosewheel airplanes your whole career and you feel like something in your stick and rudder skill has gone soft. It has. We all know it has. A tailwheel endorsement in an airplane like this is the fastest, honest way to get it back. The second pilot is the aerobatic pilot, or the pilot who wants to become one. That 8G rating and the inverted fuel and oil system mean this airplane will do sustained inverted flight. Loops, rolls, spins on purpose, entered and recovered as a maneuver instead of a mistake. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here, though. Let me flag something as my own view, clearly labeled as opinion. A lot of pilots think aerobatic training is about learning tricks. It isn't. It's about deleting the fear. The first time you roll an airplane all the way over and the ground is above your head and the engine keeps running and the airplane keeps flying, something changes in you permanently. An unusual attitude stops being an emergency and starts being just another attitude. That is a safety benefit that follows you into every airplane you ever fly afterward, including the one you fly your family in. End of opinion. The third pilot is the traditionalist, the person who looks at all this and simply wants to fly an airplane that was built the way airplanes were built when flying still felt like an adventure. Now the reality check, because this is a news segment and not a sales pitch. Fabric doesn't last forever. A rag and tube airplane lives and dies by the condition of its covering and the steel underneath it. When you're looking at a 1978 airframe, the two questions that matter more than the paint, more than the panel, more than anything, are these. When was it last recovered? And what does the tube structure look like under the fabric, especially down low in the belly, where moisture collects and steel rusts from the inside out? A fresh cover job is a major expense and a major asset. An old one hiding corrosion is a trap. Get a pre-buy inspection from a mechanic who knows fabric airplanes specifically, not just any A&P1 who has punch-tested fabric and opened up inspection panels on tube and rag airframes before. This is not the airplane to skip that step on. There's a bigger picture here too, and it's worth saying out loud. Belanca, Champion, American Champion. This lineage of airplanes, the Citabria, the Decathlon, the Scout, traces back to designs that are genuinely old, and yet American Champion has kept building new ones in Wisconsin. So this is not a dead type. Parts move, knowledge exists, a community of owners and mechanics keeps these flying. When you buy into a 47-year-old airplane, that support ecosystem is worth as much as the airframe itself. An orphan is a money pit. A Decathlon is not an orphan. So what should you actually do with this? If you've never flown behind a stick in an airplane that answers you, honestly, go find one. You don't have to buy it. Rent an hour of Duel in a Citabria or a Decathlon or any rag and tube tail dragger near you. Just feel it once, because here's the thing the classified listing can't put a price on. Airplanes like this one made pilots. Real ones, and an afternoon in one will tell you more about your own hands and feet than a year of straight and level cross countries ever will. That story comes from Flying Magazine's Aircraft for Sale team, and the airplane is out there on the market right now for anyone who wants a closer look. You can find us at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Go put your feet on the rudder pedals and remember what they're for.